This podcast is brought to you by the Alien Soda Company, your connection to pop culture and paranormal-themed merch. AlienSodaCompany.shop for all things out of this world.
All right, on this episode, we are going to be talking about Area 51. Let's get into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Paranormal Mind Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
My God. It never gets old, or it does get old every single time. But welcome to the Paranormal Mind Podcast. We really appreciate y'all, like we say every single time. But you guys are awesome, and we're going to be diving into a really cool subject, Area 51. I know you've heard of it. If you haven't, you've been living under a rock.
Very true.
Also, we've got our little, not little, he's the jolly green giant over there.
We got our little giant over there.
Say hi, Austin. We got a mic set up for him now.
Hello, everybody.
He has been a childhood friend of mine, which is freaking crazy to say. We've known each other how long now, Austin?
Since ninth grade, but it's... Almost 20 years.
20 years.
God, y'all are old. Jesus.
I'm not old. Shane's old. Okay. I'm in my mid-30s.
Okay.
I'm 39, you asshole.
Late 30s. Late 30s.
All right. Cut his mic. It was a bad idea. Now it's going to be two against one, I know.
Yeah, you're messed up now.
It's normally how it happens.
Business as usual.
It's normally how it happens. Like, whenever we were growing up and stuff, when there was any other friend, Austin was like, oh, best friend with me, until there was like somebody else into the equation. And then it's like, oh, let's pick on Shane. This is great, you know, but whatever. And now that's going to be the same thing, because I know you'll be making fun of me.
Here we are.
As much. Yeah.
Listen, man, we got to make you feel like you life as usual.
Are you drunk?
No.
What? You struggled to get that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Sleep deprived.
Oh, will be, I hear
the
you.
Answer.
I hear you. All right. So every year, this whole Area 51 legend just pulls people in like a magnet. Thousands fly into this little spot near Rachel, Nevada. I believe that's how you pronounce it. They're out there with their binoculars and everything, just hoping to see something floating around, like a disc zipping around or something like that.
Right. A frisbee?
Not a frisbee. Good Lord. Look, the legend's been shot down a bunch of times, but there's a core of real stuff that went down there. It's wild. So we're going to talk about that. All right. So where is it? It's a bit out from Vegas, like 120 miles or so. So if you're cruising on the extraterrestrial highway, you'll find this dirt road between mile marker 29 and 30. It doesn't look like much from the main road, but follow it and you're heading straight to Groom Lake, or as the pilots probably see it, Homey Airport.
Homey, what up? What up? What up, homie?
Okay, stop. Never do that again. Good Lord. All right. Now, for those deep into this stuff, this place has got a bunch of names. It's Dreamland Resort, Paradise Ranch, The Box, and of course, Area 51. And let me make sure I said that right. Groom Lake. I can barely see. It's me being in my low 40s, I guess.
Yeah.
As Google says.
Put you in a home soon.
Yeah. Shut up. All right. So if you're making the pilgrimage and get hungry, there's this joint called I don't know how to pronounce this. Alien and Rachel.
What?
Alien. Alien. Get it? Alien. Alien. But it's spelled A-L-E-I-N-N.
Oh.
Alien.
Alien.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty clever. So they're cool, very welcoming to earthlings. Grab a beer, sit back, and soak in those alien vibes.
Are they aliens? I feel like they're aliens.
It's possible.
Because I'm like, why wouldn't you just say alien? Why wouldn't you just spell it?
Because they're trying to be trendy, dude. What are you talking about?
What are you trending to? What does that even mean? mean?
It's a play on words. It just
what is the other word?
Alien.
Alien is the one that they're trying to play to, but what does the other even mean?
It's an alien.
In.
I-N-N.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, see?
Okay.
So you gotta use your brain a little bit, man.
You said restaurants. I wasn't thinking in.
Whatever. A bed and breakfast has like
those. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. But in, right? In, yeah, you're right. It's just not
1790 in Savannah.
Yeah, but that's
they got a restaurant, a bar, they do, and but I don't live in, and you actually sleep there.
But I'm not like, hey, let's go eat at the inn. No, you go to stay the night at the inn.
We're way off topic.
Alien. I got it though.
All right.
We're
anyway,
more on topic now than we've ever been.
No, we're not. We're trending like we normally do. All right. So back in the day before World War II, this place was just mining central, pulling out silver and lead. But then the war kicked off and the military thought, hey, this is a perfect place for some hush-hush research, like nuclear stuff.
Hmm.
Now, here's where it gets a little juicy. And I know you love that word. The CIA is developing these spy planes during the Cold War, and they're thinking, we need a private spot for all this high-level stuff. So in 55, they pick Groom Lake, and boom, Area 51 is on the map.
Bada boom.
Within, wow.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Within months, you know, when you laugh at your own jokes, it's a problem.
Oh, I got, something's got to make me smile.
That's right. That's right. So within months, these genius engineers churn out the U-2 plane flying super high, just dodging Soviet tech. And then there's this alien lore, man. Like this guy, Robert Lazar, we know about
him,
says in 89 that he worked at Area 51 with freaking UFOs. But the plot thickens. Turns out Lazar might have stretched the truth a bit about his credentials. But there was something going on there. Area 51 was buzzing with high-tech flight action, and soon enough, UFO sightings were all the rage in the area. The government played the I don't know what you're talking about game until 2013 when they finally admitted, yeah, Area 51 is a thing. What they're doing now, it's anyone's guess. Here's the kicker, though. In 2019, after a podcast interview with Lazar, folks were like, let's storm Area 51. And 6,000 people just showed up in the desert. That. You remember that?
I remember that.
They were like, hey, let's go check it out. And 6,000 people. Do you remember that, Austin?
I do. I was actually just looking this up. Apparently, 2 million people had like committed to going, but only a small amount actually showed up.
Oh, wow. See, this is why it's good to have Austin over there, because I didn't even know that. 2 million people.
That's insane. That's insane.
But you know what's even more insane about that? And it goes to show you, there's a lot of people that love to talk, but there's very few that actually
want
to
talk the talk, not walk the walk.
But that's in every facet of life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's so many people out there that will talk a big game, but whenever it actually comes down to doing something, there's very few that do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's why, like, you'll listen to people like Gary V.
Yeah.
A motivational guy. He's like, look, I'm giving you all of this free information because 98% of you are not going to take advantage of this anyway. He's like, people criticize me all the time about giving away free advice about different things in business and stuff. But he said, the reason why I do it is because only a very small percentage of you is actually going to take action and do it. So you're not a threat to me because most of you who say you're going to do it, you're not going
to
do it.
You know, it's all because they already had an excuse not to do it, right? So they were already having a hard time with whatever it is.
Yeah.
Him giving them the answer isn't going to change that.
Right. So, I mean, that's crazy. Still, 6,000 people storming Area 51. I guarantee you, Area 51 at that time was like, holy shit. Like, how are we going to handle this? This is
mass genocide.
But can you imagine, though, the rumors? Oh, my God. 2 million are planning on being here. We're screwed.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
Like, go ahead. I know Austin's wanting to say something.
So, being former into the defense security, I can't even imagine. Like, you know, 2 million people aren't going to show up. But at the same time, if you're in the leadership position, you're thinking,
you have to account for it.
I have to fill these gaps. So, what do I do?
Yeah.
And it'd actually be interesting to know if they actually flexed people that way.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they had to.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's crazy, though, because just imagine if they thought even a fraction of that 2 million would be there, did they take preventative measures? So like if they did have things there that were top secrets, did they move it?
Oh yeah.
Ahead of 100%. Time? I'm pretty sure they did.
Anything that was like high level that they could, no. They were like, absolutely nobody needs to know about this. It's gone. It ain't there.
Do you think they would have shot people on site? Do you think that they would have gone that far?
I can tell you for a fact, absolutely they would.
Yeah.
There's a line that you cannot cross on the Air Force Base. And
yes.
They will take
action. Yes. Yeah.
100%. They told us. That's how
we same with us. It. Same with us. Yeah.
So real quick, also, I have had to deliver out to Area 51. Now, I couldn't go into this one spot.
Oh, wow.
We were, like, outside of it, right? Even the thing that we were hauling, which wasn't secret, wasn't anything that you wouldn't know. They made us tarp it so people couldn't want to get onto
Get
onto the truck
to
take something.
To take something.
Kind of interesting. How.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So they were very cautious.
Very cautious. And it was just something small. I mean, they were cases of things empty at that point too.
I saw a documentary one time where they, like, I want to say they fly the workers in to work on Area 51. Like, that's their daily commute.
I don't know, but you know what? That just those preventative measures that you're talking about, unless you know there's some high secret weird stuff going on. Even if it is like national defense, which I get, like, you want to make sure that that's top secret, that people don't really get intel. So I get it. It may not even be alien related. It could be something to do with just the military and all of that as well. So, I mean, who knows?
The conundrum with it all is that even if it is alien, it's all about national defense. It's all about the technology. So if it's cutting edge materials, cutting edge technology, doesn't matter who discovered it, where it came from, or whatever. If it's important and they deem it as something for our national security, then they're going to develop it before anybody knows that it's a thing.
I agree. So let's talk about some theories about what Area 51 is and what it's all about, right? So the first theory is the most common one, is the UFOs.
Aliens.
Yep, UFOs, alien technology. So this is like the granddaddy of all Area 51 conspiracy theories, right? The story goes that Area 51 houses crashed UFOs and the government is back engineering alien tech or reverse engineering it. Some even believe that there are live or deceased aliens held in the facility. The legend really picked up steam after Robert Lazar's claims in the 80s about working on extraterrestrial technology there. Now, just to talk about this a little bit more, now we're having other people like David, what's his name? Grush or something, whatever. I think that's his name, David Grush, who's coming out and saying, the government has been in contact with alien life and have had talks with them and meetings with them.
Right.
And he's saying this now. So again, in the 80s, this was a thing. So could this be regurgitated, just hogwash? It could be.
It could be.
But the fact that these people, a lot of these people are putting their professional careers on the line.
High ranking people.
Right. By doing these whistleblowing type
acts and going into it.
It's bizarre.
If you have the kind of knowledge that these people do, then they should know out the gate that this is probably not going to benefit them in any way.
They may get a 15 minutes of fame type thing. But other than that, like, you're still, like, if you have a family, you're putting your family in danger from a livelihood perspective, and just on a social level, like, your family is not going to be able to go out without getting questioned about things, saying that their father is crazy for coming out and saying these things. So for somebody to put their career on the line and their lives on the line like that, you've got to listen to them and at least heed a little bit of what they're saying and take it to in account. And if you find out that they're fabricating things, then you make that determination. But
you have to look at his credentials.
We still need to look at it.
The context of all of it. And largely, I would think with his credentials, his security clearances and everything, he would have been way better off not talking about this, and he would have known it too.
And he was probably told not to talk about
it. I'm sure.
So another theory is advanced military aircraft testing. So this isn't even a theory, it's a fact.
Yeah.
The U-2, the SR-71 Blackbird, and other aircraft were developed and tested there. Some believe Area 51 is where the U.S. military tests its largest and latest top secret aircraft before they're known to the public. So this is where they do all their testing and all of that stuff. Another theory is it's an underground facility. The underground facility theories, some think that what we see on the surface is just the tip of the iceberg. Underground tunnels and bases that stretch for miles, maybe even connecting to other secret bases.
Oh, that's guaranteed.
The perfect place to conduct experiments or operations without prying eyes.
Yeah, of course. They got underground tunnels there.
You think?
100%. 100%.
We have
them here in our Air Force base. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would make sense for sure. Another theory is weapon testing and experiments, whether it's next generation bombs, energy weapons, or experimental propulsion systems. Some think Area 51 is where all the mad scientist stuff happens.
I mean, that could be true.
Another theory is weather control. Some believe that Area 51 is involved in developing tech to control the weather. It sounds sci-fi, but hey, we're going all in here.
I mean, this day and age, it's not really that far-fetched, I don't think.
Well, you think about, what was it? Starts with a...
Was it DARPA?
No, not DARPA. No. It starts with a H.
Was it
God, I can't remember.
I don't know. Can't remember it.
Weather control. Now I'm going to have to look this up because our producer is outside on a phone call right now. Thanks a lot, Austin.
Jeez.
let me see. Weather control, because it's going to drive me nuts unless I can try to find out what this is. I'm not going to be able to do it.
I think... I don't know why I want to think it's like HARP. HARPA.
It is HARP.
HARP.
Yep. It's H-A-A-R-P.
That's it.
Yeah. So, man, that was going to drive me nuts because that was it's a high-frequency active auroral research program. And they're basically saying that this program, they were doing experiments where governments and, like, programs could actually manipulate the weather. So they could cause hurricanes. They could do things in the atmosphere that would cause tornadoes, that would cause changes in the weather. So these theories have been out there. These programs have been out there. I believe HARP has been closed down since, but at the same time, there's these programs that have been out there. So the fact that weather control could be a thing is very plausible. It's something that definitely could be
absolutely a thing.
Another theory is meetings with extraterrestrials. So this is another wild one, but some think that Area 51 isn't just for studying aliens, but is for a diplomatic meeting point where, you know, it's like imagine an intergalactic United Nations of some kind.
Right.
Where you're meeting with different alien life forms and having discussions about, I guess, national or even interplanetary security.
That's where the men in black are.
That's right. Another theory is time travel and teleportation. These theories suggest that Area 51 is where experiments are bending time and space occur. It's all hush-hush, but the idea is that they're playing with physics in ways we can't even comprehend.
Oh, well, I mean, that's probably true, too.
Yeah. Another really funny theory, and a lot of people are on board with this theory, is the fake moon landing. Some believers say that the moon landing was staged and filmed, and you guessed it, they said it, Area 51 was the set.
I have so many problems with, like, the moon landing things. Like, I don't know. Like, on one side, I can believe they would have every reason to not actually land on the moon, but to just say that they did.
Well, the reason, so there's a documentary about this too, but there was a race against time between us and Russia,
right,
about who was going to
do that
exploration first, who was going to be the first to do it. So it would make sense for us to say that we did it first just for, like, bragging rights. But then there's all these other things, but, you know, it's just...
Well, the other part is, like, you realize we have not since gone to the moon, and they will even admit that we don't have the technology to do it.
What would our point be in going back? We've already won.
Right. But did we go to begin with and already won?
So you're talking about a generation that didn't think lying was a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's true.
Like, these people had reputations. I don't think they would say this. And Neil Armstrong to this day still hasn't denied it. Why would he?
But Buzz Aldrin has.
Did he?
Yeah, on multiple occasions.
I guess the real sticking point for me is that going once has never stopped us from going a million times on anything that we've ever done.
And Neil Armstrong's the one that said, he had the famous saying whenever they were on the moon, right? So his reputation, that's one thing. But then his name, Buzz Aldrin, right?
Yes.
He numerous times saying, well, if it really happened, it would be cool.
Yeah. And now they have admitted that, hey, we don't even have the technology to do it anymore. It's gone, which is insane. Like, there's no
weird
facet of civilization where we do that to ourselves.
Well, there's plenty of technology that we've created and then not used.
Yeah, but we can recreate it. They're saying that
we don't have the technology to do it anymore.
We don't have the ability,
which is weird.
Insane. They're admitting that.
I just like to think that America would say, F you, Russia, we won, but did we record how we did it? Maybe not. I don't know, man. Russia sucks. That's what I say. You can take that out if you need to.
Hey, you know, to bring another point.
Edit that, Shane. Edit.
To bring another point to
all our Russian listeners, if there are any.
Hey, I love the people. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I have friends that are Russian.
They'd probably say the same thing.
That was funny. It was a curveball. Like, Russia sucks.
Have y'all seen where India, I think it was India, right? Said that they just landed on the moon. Have you seen the video that they look that up?
Oh God.
Look up what the video looks like.
Are we going to be able to edit this in for like our video patron members?
Possibly. Yeah. It is a, you're like, man, did they edit this on their cell phone and put this in? It is
really
bad. Yeah.
Don't believe that they actually did it?
If this is what they're showing to the public that as proof, no.
He's watching. Is it supposed
to be a joke?
No.
No, dude. No. It's
okay. Well, I want to see it. And I know people who are listening, I'm sorry. We'll try to be descriptive with this because I know that you're not able to watch this.
But it looks like it's like all 2D. Like they just put a 2D like shuttle landing in front of a moon.
Is it actually like life-size shuttle or?
Who knows? Because it looks like somebody just, I mean, it's bad.
Yeah. So the one I found so far, it just looks like they just made it up.
It's
like,
bad. It looks so bad. It looks like a joke, maybe?
Yeah, pretty much.
But the government is the one that like releases.
The government releases?
Yeah, government releases information.
It's a long video, so it hasn't got
it's bad.
The main part. I just saw like the what do you call it, thumbnail?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm certain that there's videos out there that includes like the press conference of them like watching it happen. It's bad, man.
So if it is the government that's saying this, and it's,
yeah.
So I mean, I get the race against time or the race against like different countries saying, "Hey, we did this first. It was politically motivated." But to fake it all, I guess to record it to say like to give Americans like, "Hey, we are advancing."
We got to think at the time, too.
Yeah.
At the time this all took place, there was a lot of tension. I mean, there still is to this day with Russia. You know what I mean? So,
you know, this stuff, it looks like a video game. Like, it literally looks like Sonic the Hedgehog video game.
It's so bad, man.
Yeah. Nick.
I've got to see this, and I'm sorry for everybody that's listening that you're not able to watch this, but I'll try to describe it the best way that I can. Let's see what this video is all about here. Oh, holy shit.
Okay,
y'all, honestly, is this real?
Yes.
India has become the first country to land, the first country other than us, I guess.
Yeah.
It looks like Space Galactica or Galactica or whatever it is.
Oh, what's it? Galactica. The arcade game.
That's exactly what it looks like. This is computer generated. It's got to be. It doesn't look real.
My thing is that like.
It doesn't look real. No. Lunar landing. Yeah. Here it is. Prime Minister of India.
Yeah. See?
It does not look real. You know what? Maybe in the show notes, we could put the link the actual video so you can check it out for yourself. But it looks like, Austin's right, it looks like a video game. And Josh, how you were saying it was like a 2D image. Yeah.
Looks like somebody just plopped it onto some random video.
It's worse
video.
Than that, though. Yeah, it looks bad. Like very bad CGI. That's the best way I can describe it. But we'll try to put it in the show notes. And for our Patreon members that you're watching our stupidity in real time, we'll see if we can add the clip to the actual video.
Yeah.
And that way y'all can see it while we're talking. Maybe intercut some clips or something. But yeah, that's crazy. So whatever's going on at Area 51 is a magnet for wild theories and speculation. And hey, the truth might be stranger than fiction. We'll just have to wait and see if they ever decide to spill the beans completely, which I doubt they will.
Nah.
Until then, keep questioning everything. Really need to keep questioning everything. Austin.
What are you doing? YouTube over there. Are you YouTubesing?
That's pretty much what we got to talk about with Area 51. How long have we been doing this?
We've been going 29 minutes.
Holy crap. Well, thank y'all so much for listening. And we dived into a very small portion of Area 51. There's a lot more that we could talk about. But for time's sake and everything, we're going to end this here. But we really appreciate y'all listening to the Paranormal Mind Podcast. Please check out our sponsor.
What Alien better sponsor to have, too,
exactly. For this episode. AlienSodaCompany.shop. For all things out of this world, go check them out. They've got t-shirts. They've got really cool designs of different things.
Everything.
They've got coffee mugs. I say that all the time, but I love coffee. They've got shower curtains that have alien gear, Bigfoot gear, all this stuff. So go check them out, see what they have to offer. If you're not a patron member, we talked about this before, go to patreon.com/searchersbelieve. Click on the $25 a month tier. And if you do that, you'll be qualified to win every month some cool stuff, paranormal equipment, a trip. We're doing one October 6th with one of the winners, and we're going to be in West Virginia. Is that right? At the old hospital on College Hill.
You say that way better than I do. I get that so mixed up.
Yeah. So we're going to be going there doing an investigation, and that's October 6th. Yeah. You have a chance to win. So go ahead and do that. And until the next episode, Searchers out, guys.
See ya.